Let us sing to God's glory this evening in Psalm number 18. We sing the verses 1 to 5. Psalm number 18 and the opening verses. Thee will I love, O Lord my strength. My fortress is the Lord, my rock, and he that doth to me deliverance afford. This is Psalm 18 and we sing 1 to 5. Father, we pray that we always would have the confidence that is expressed in these words that we have been singing together. The confidence of the psalmist that God is his strength and he will trust in him. He is his shield and his buckler, the horn of his salvation. And the psalmist was conscious that God was worthy, the one to whom he called in his distress, and he would call upon him again in his distress. And we pray as we sing these words that we would not simply sing unthinkingly, reading the words or simply out of memory, but we pray, Father in heaven, that these words would be the expression of our deepest heart's desires and delights. We pray that we would gather once again around the Holy Scriptures as they are open before us and as they are expounded for us, and that we would pay close attention to the Word of God, recognizing that all things that are recorded in these holy pages are not simply the opinions of men, however good these men may be, however sincere, but that they are the expressions of God's will for us, God's way for us, the very words in which God's gospel is recorded for us are also given by God to be written down by those chosen by him, their prophets and the apostles. And so we are glad, Heavenly Father, to be reminded yet again of the things that we find in these holy pages. May we have a full and a robust confidence that the Scripture is the Word of God. As we sing psalms such as we're singing this evening, we recognize that these psalmists learned what they believed by the writings of Moses and others and the preaching of the prophets of their day. They did not just think up these great ideas about a God, but that they were the receivers of a revelation, and they accepted that revelation as being a divine gift and accurate, and indeed something that was not only from God but good, something gracious, and something that was intended to make them wise and to salvation through faith in Christ ultimately. Heavenly Father, we bow low in your presence now. We are conscious that arrogance is close to our hearts, presumption, self-will, self-satisfaction so often. We are conscious that human reason sometimes intrudes into our way of thinking in a larger way than it should do so. We recognize that our mind and our reason is giving to us to think properly about things. But we recognize, Heavenly Father, that we sometimes overreach ourselves and we go out, as it were, on a limb, where we depart from God's word and God's restraints in his word, and we begin to think our own thoughts and our own imaginations, and perhaps even begin to invent for ourselves new religious doctrines and ideas and imagine that they are revelations or visions or insights from the Lord. We pray that we would be kept by the scriptures, that would be kept within the bounds of the scriptural teaching, that we would learn the full extent of the biblical message, but would also learn the constraints, indeed the limitations of it, and that we would go no further, but we would go as far as the scripture would lead us. So we give thanks, Heavenly Father, once again, that the word of God is in our hearts and in our hands this night. And we pray that we would learn yet again what it is as we gather around the scriptures together, that we would learn that fellowship is not dependent upon physical closeness or contact, but is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. And the communion of saints is the communion of the Holy Catholic Church, the one church, the worldwide church, the true church. Worshipping through the Christ, worshipping in the Spirit, worshipping the only God and Father who is the only living and true God. Help us then, we pray, as once again we seek to honour the name of God by waiting upon the word and listening carefully. Not only listening, but learning. Learning not just the doctrines, but the duties. Learning the practice, learning in order to live, as the scripture would tell us over and over again, we must know in order to live. Living is for, knowing is for living the life that is based upon the knowledge of God's word to us. So Heavenly Father, help us then to wait in thy holy presence now and to hear what God the Lord would speak. Bless those who gather with us, perhaps people for the first time gathering in with us to listen to these services. And we pray that whoever, whatever they are, wherever they are, we pray a blessing of God upon them. So help us, Heavenly Father, to wait upon the holy word of God, that our lives would be redirected, that our lives would be enriched, that our lives would be more and more conformed to the image of Christ. We recognize how easily religious prejudices can preclude us from Christ-likeness, and sometimes even the preaching of the gospel may seem to be fanaticism by some, and indeed antinomianism by others, and pure liberalism by others. We understand how easily the gospel is misunderstood, but we pray, Heavenly Father, that we would not misunderstand it. This we pray for God's glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We're going to read now in the Acts of the Apostles in chapter 20. And this chapter, of course, is concerned with Paul's journey to Jerusalem at the end of his third missionary journey. And we're told that at verse 17, from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church. And when they were come to him, he said unto them, "You know from the first day that I came into Asia, after what manner I have been with you at all seasons, serving the Lord with all humility of mind, and with many tears and temptations, which befell me by the lying in wait of the Jews, and how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance towards God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. And now behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Spirit witnesses in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions await me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. And now, behold, I know that you all, among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God, shall see my face no more. Wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men. For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock, over the which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn every one night and day with tears. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. I have coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. You yourselves know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and to them that were with me. I have showed you all things, how that so labouring you ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." And when he had thus spoken, he kneeled down and prayed with them all. And they all wept sore and fell on Paul's neck and kissed him, sorrowing most of all for the words which he spoke, that they should see his face no more. And they accompanied him unto the ship. And so on. Well, we remind you yet again of the services next Lord's Day, 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. The closure continues for the next week or two at least, possibly longer for all we know. But we would encourage you to continue to listen to God's word, whether together or in family groups or in the isolation of our homes or wherever we are. To hear the word of God is a good thing. Faith comes by hearing, and faith continues and is encouraged, indeed, and corrected by hearing. There is nothing quite like hearing the word of God, and that's why so often the scriptures emphasize the need to hear. Hear the word of the Lord is a continual refrain that we find throughout the Old Testament, for example. We do hope to go back to public worship on Wednesday the 1st of July, but that is open to other considerations coming into play as well. But that nonetheless is the time that we are planning, all things being well, for us to do so. We shall sing now in Psalm number 18 from verse 6, we sing to verse 9, in Psalm number 18, verses 6 to 9.